Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa's Algonquin College is hosting a series of events every Tuesday in November to combat anti-Asian discrimination. The initiative, called Taking a Stand, Disrupting Anti-Asian Discrimination, is described by the college as a series of keynotes and workshops. Last Tuesday's event featured a panel discussion including Dennis Cao, a professor of social studies at Carleton University, and Cindy Tran, a Vietnamese-Canadian journalist employed at CBC News. Incidents of racism directed toward the Asian-Canadian community have been on the rise since the beginning of the pandemic. The fourth highest incidence of self-reported anti-Asian hate crimes occurred in Ontario, according to a 2020 report by the Chinese Canadian National Council, or CCNC. The report revealed that Ontario accounted for 38% of all reported incidents of anti-Asian discrimination. The Ottawa Police Service, or OPS, released a statement in March 2021. It acknowledged the sharp rise in hate crimes directed toward the Asian Canadian community. According to the OPS, the number of reported incidents targeting people of Asian descent increased to 14 in 2020 compared to 2 in 2019. Sarah Gaughan is Algonquin College's Diversity and Inclusion Specialist. She described the Taking a Stand initiative as a step in the right direction.
This initiative is really about bringing awareness to some of that and talking about how it's now manifesting in discrimination on our campuses. We can only do so much through, you know, a series of five events in November. It's a start in achieving our objectives of making sure that Algonquin College is a place where everyone belongs.
According to Gaughan, the initiative is intended to bring together a community of students and staff of Asian descent who have experienced discrimination and feelings of otherness. Gaughan outlined the three main objectives the college administration hopes to achieve by hosting the weekly events.
We hope to bring awareness to the nuances and realities of anti-Asian discrimination, to give our employees and our learners the skills to interrupt those behaviors when we see them in our campuses and our communities. The third objective is really to support our Asian colleagues in the ways that they've identified that they need support.
Algonquin College's three campuses are home to over 4,000 international students, many from Asian countries. Algonquin's Pembroke campus is responsible for facilitating the local immigration partnership of Lanark and Renfrew by providing resources for international students. According to Gaughan, the partnership hosts workshops to help foster intercultural competence among staff, students, and alumni. The college also employs a diverse faculty, including staff members of Asian descent. Gaughan says the college is offering catered support to teachers and staff from Asian backgrounds.
And one of those has been to put together a professional networking event for our Asian colleagues. So any employee who identifies with the term Asian is welcome to come out to a facilitated session where people are able to connect, meet one another, share some of their experiences on campus, and build a community within a community to have, you know, foster belonging.
Gaughan says she recognizes that five events over the course of a month will not completely eradicate anti-Asian discrimination or its long history within Canada. However, Gaughan says the college will continue to do this important work in the future.
A series of five events isn't going to solve this problem. It's just going to, you know, continue the dialogue, try to foster some change in our behaviors. Because I think a lot of this comes down to how we treat one another every day in those small interactions.
The remaining events are set to occur on November 16th and 23rd. They will feature prominent Asian Canadian professionals such as Melissa Grelo, co-host of CTV's The Social, and Christopher Say, a popular poet and writer. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.